There is no resource more precious and more endangered in southern Arizona than water. Each of us uses an average of 96 gallons of potable water each day. Faced with uncertainty about how climate change will affect our water resources, Pima County and the City of Tucson recently formed a joint water and wastewater oversight committee to plan for a sustainable water future. Next, Laura Markowitz follows the flow of wastewater, yours, mine, and ours, as it makes its way through the pipes and waterways of Pima County.
Every day, you flush around 13 gallons of drinking water down the toilet. Most people have no idea where it goes when they flush. There's nothing more out of sight, out of mind than sewage. The journey of your flush starts somewhere in the complex network of 3,400 miles of sewer lines buried under Pima County.
If you put it end to end, it would reach from here to Nome, Alaska.
Laura Hagen Fairbanks is the Community Relations Manager for Pima County's Regional Wastewater Reclamation Department.
The fact that we can convey and treat sanitary sewage means that we don't have a lot of disease that used to kill people and keep the populations very low in the past.
Every day, 65 million gallons of sewage flow to one of a handful of sewage treatment plants in the county. John Sherlock is the plant manager at Roger Road.
When you flush, the sewage can reach this plant from as far east as Vail, 26 or 27 miles, and it takes that trip just by gravity. And it flows through two large pipes that come through the front of the Roger Road wastewater reclamation facility. The flow comes up against screens, and it takes the large debris, the sticks, the lumber, the gravel, the stones, removes that from the stream.
The debris screening area was the main source of the rotten egg odor that used to waft around the west side of Tucson. The county enclosed the area, and the smell has been largely contained since then.
Then it enters primary treatment, which is a series of large settling tanks. Some things sink, and that becomes the sludge. Some things float, like the oils and the greases, and that gets taken out also as sludge.
The sludge is treated separately and eventually becomes manure for the cotton fields in Marana. In the meantime, the liquid effluent is pumped into giant biotowers. It gets filtered through material that allows bacteria to consume the pollutants. The bubbling aeration tanks also activate bacteria, which eat the toxic organic compounds.
From that process, it just goes to the last stage, which is the chemical component, the disinfection component, where basically bleach is applied to the water in a concentration that makes it safe for the environment to be discharged. Bleach itself is a toxin, but we are also regulated to remove that bleach before it's discharged to the Santa Cruz River. So we put it in and then we take it out. It would save everybody money and keep our water cleaner if we, in each household, just made some simple choices and used organic products that are out there on the market today. We wouldn't be putting so many chemicals down our sewer and eventually into our drinking water.
9 million gallons of cleaned effluent are released into the Santa Cruz River over a 24-hour period. Unless it's raining, the only water in the Tucson portion of the river is cleaned effluent. The flow reaches as far as Red Rock before it sinks down 150 feet into Pinal County's aquifer. The other 29 million gallons a day that come through the Roger Road facility are channeled just a few yards south into the Sweetwater wetlands. It becomes reclaimed water. Reclaimed water isn't potable, but it can be used for irrigation. Tucson Water operates the Nature Park and Water Reclamation Area. The wetlands and recharge basins further clean the effluent, and then the water is stored underground and pumped back out through Tucson Water's reclaimed water system.
Our reclaimed system extends all the way from Pima College East to Dove Mountain and Tangerine Road. So our reclaimed water system is actually much more extensive than our potable water system.
Bruce Pryor is a hydrologist for the city of Tucson.
Our major customers are golf courses, both city and private golf courses. Most of TUSD is on reclaimed water. Medians, schoolyards, a lot of major turf irrigation users in the city are on reclaimed water now. Davis-Monthan and the University of Arizona are also on a reclaimed water system.
An average Tucson golf course uses 1.25 million gallons of water a day in summer. All but one in the Tucson Water Service Area now use reclaimed water.
We used to just call this wastewater. Since 1984, it's been a valuable resource to the city of Tucson. That's when we began producing reclaimed water for turf irrigation in order to save potable groundwater.
It's also a valuable resource for wildlife, especially birds. Kendall Croson is the Habitat Restoration Program Manager for the Tucson Audubon Society.
We take clean water from the environment as if there were no other organisms, no other wildlife, no other species that need water. So we've ended up pumping down our aquifers, drying up our rivers and streams. Sweetwater wetland brings back a little bit of that habitat that we've lost so much of. And there's a lot we don't know about the interaction of wildlife and effluent.
Tucson's effluent is quite clean, depending on the facility that's doing the treatment.
Jeff Prevett oversees the testing of cleaned effluent from all the county's sewage facilities.
Here at this Ein Road facility, we have two plants here. One produces a quality B effluent. The other is a quality A, almost A plus. And the plus means it has denitrification. We remove a lot of ammonia from the effluent as well. We have our Randolph plant that's a membrane filtration plant. Green Valley produces A plus water. This effluent isn't clean to the standards where you'd want to do full body contact, swimming, and drinking in it, obviously. And so what the classifications are, B versus A, that tells you the level of disinfection that water's gone through. So even though it's class A, it still has some contaminants as far as biological counts that could make a person sick. But they're suitable for partial body contact. People could wade through it, splash on it. You wouldn't want to swim in it.
The cleanliness of Pima County's effluent has been of great interest to communities downstream of Tucson. During monsoon rains, our effluent can flow all the way past Casa Grande and has created environmental problems for the agricultural Akchin Indian community. The county is investing in a significant upgrade to the community's wastewater treatment infrastructure so that it will produce much cleaner effluent. The Regional Optimization Master Plan, ROMP, is the biggest capital improvement project in Pima County's history. The goal is for most plants to achieve an A-plus quality effluent by the year 2015 to comply with new mandated standards. A-plus grade means it will be clean enough to irrigate food crops.
We are going to build a brand new facility right next door to the existing Roger Road plant.
Laura Hagen Fairbanks says the Roger Road treatment plant is so out of date that equipment replacement parts aren't even made anymore.
That plant was built in the late 40s, began operating in the early 1950s. It is time to retire that plant. It's using old technology. In its place will be a state-of-the-art facility that we're calling the Water Campus. Instead of being concerned about flushing potable water, it would make more sense to clean the water to higher standards and have other uses for it, which of course the Regional Optimization Master Plan will do. And this is not a cheap process. This is going to cost $720 million, nearly $750 million. And so it's a very expensive project we're taking on, but environmentally it makes sense. Let's face it, people create sewage and they want someone else to take care of it for them.
That's not the case for the residents of Dancing Rocks, a green community perched on the edge of Continental Ranch in Pima County. The homes in this 20-acre neighborhood use composting toilets. Barbara Rose is a resident, and she also designed the community.
When people think about composting toilets and they haven't seen them or used them, they have kind of a negative idea about them. composting toilets are very pleasant to use. There's no smell.
Although it seems like a foreign concept to us now, for millennia, humans have composted their waste and used it as fertilizer.
A composting toilet involves a toilet seat and a collection chamber, which can be directly below the toilet seat, or in a two-story house, it can be a shaft that goes down to the basement. Because we're on a very low slope, this is just a simple collection chamber, and inside the contents begin to compost. We think it smells better than a toilet. It smells like a forest floor because we use rotting sawdust. And when it's full, when the inner composter chamber in this compost toilet's full, we take it out and we put it in our finished composter where it finishes heat composting for a year. You put in a compost thermometer and you monitor the temperature and make sure that it heats up to at least 140, 150 degrees for a couple of weeks. And it's simple because it does that all by itself.
In a year's time, the compost turns into clean fertilizer for the community's gardens.
No turning, no chemicals, no water, just the water from the sky and cleaning out the buckets. Think about it. We take beautiful, clean drinking water, and then we pollute it, and then we send it to an expensive treatment plant, and then we fight over it, and then we throw it in the river, and we don't really know all the chemicals and the hormones and the antibiotics and the biocides that are in that water. In the composting process, those things get biologically eaten, and we have beautiful compost, and we didn't pollute our water in the first place.
Composting humanure isn't for everyone. It requires a certain commitment to maintenance and monitoring. But for those who are willing to switch over, Barbara Rose hopes that Pima County will make the composting toilet option more widely accessible and more affordable. In water-conscious Arizona, questions about the ecological sustainability of the way we live and the infrastructures that support us will become more urgent as our population grows while our water resources shrink. For Arizona Spotlight, this is Laura Markowitz.